Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the first Monday in February. Look at that. We are already in the second month of the new year. So to let you know, time waits for no one. So with that being said, on this day of February the 7th, 2022, we're going to see what God has the woman of God to say to us this evening. We want you to know that it's okay to go get your pens, pencils, papers, Bibles, your iPads, your iPhones, whatever you need to get to record and to follow along with the Word of God. We are so excited to see what God is saying to the body of Christ on tonight. We are excited to hear what God is saying to the body of Christ tonight. We are excited of being a part of the body of Christ. I am your host tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on this Smile3E Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Radio Service. We are WWW World Wide Web. We are all over the country. So if you are listening live in, or if you are listening by the archives on the replay, I am just excited to know that God's word is going forth and can be repeated and repeated and repeated however it needs to be to get out and get around, because he said his word would go into every corners of the earth, highways and byways. I even think that's going to be the freeway too, the side streets and everything, up and down walkways, alleys, whatever it is, his word is going to go and it shall not come back void. I'm just excited to hear what the woman of God is going to say. Dr. Serena Wright is our speaker on tonight, and I'm just excited. You heard me say it again. I'm just excited because God's word is just that. His word is the law. And I want you all to know that we stand on our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Just know that. Seek the kingdom of God first. It's a blessing in that. I am just in a place right now where I'm saying, God, what does your word say? I'm in a place where I'm dependent on God's word to lead and guide me in my life, my family, my home. Just lead me in everything I do. I don't want to do anything without acknowledging God and asking him to come go with me. I even ask God to sit with me and talk with me in my house, because how many of us know that in this day and time, sometimes it's not even safe to sit in your house, but we're just trusting God that he does not make no mistakes. We're trusting God with our loved ones. We're trusting God with everything that's attached to us, our ministry, our anointing. We're trusting God because we are allowing God to be our head. We're allowing God to be our leaders. We're allowing God to just have total control over and in our lives. And I thank God for that. Just knowing that he is my all in all. So I'm just going to let you all know that the woman of God will be on with us in a moment. I'm just excited. I get excited when I get a chance to hear other men and women of God in the body of Christ minister, because I get to hear something. It could be something I heard over and over and again, but each time I hear it, it's brand new to my ears. Each time I hear it, it's brand new to my heart. Each time I hear it, something new is deposited into me, because I know God is still on the throne and he's still doing things to let his people know, I still have a job for you to do. And if you just listen with your good ear, I say with your good ear, if you just listen, you would hear what the body of Christ is in need of. You know, ministry starts at home, but when you get a chance to sit back and listen to what the man or woman of God is releasing, you will hear confirmation. You will hear something that God has appointed you to do. You know, I've been saying it for quite a while. It's all over Facebook. People are saying it. We got to understand and know the assignment. I hope you all are on assignment tonight, because you were assigned to be here to listen to the woman of God speak. She's also an author. She wrote a book. It's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. And how many of you know the last prescription is between Genesis and Revelation? The last prescription you'll ever need. I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line, because I don't want to prolong the program any longer. I want us to get ready to bask in the word of God and allow his anointing to overtake us. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Hey, God bless you, woman of God. I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay, I thank God for that.
Yes.
I'm going to put my phone on mute, and I'm asking everybody else to put their phone on mute until the end of the service, when you can open your phones up. But listen to what the woman of God is bringing forth on tonight. Open your heart. It's in your hands, Dr. Wright.
Thank you, Father. We are just thank you so much for this platform, God, and for what you are doing in the body of Christ, God, that this is such a critical hour, a crucial hour of time, God, for fellowship, a time for worship, a time for intimacy, a time to go beyond the veil, for a time for us to break through and to come forward, to manifest, to show up, to deliver, oh God, to stand and to withstand, and having done all that we can do to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. We just thank God for this chance to share. We bless everyone that has been obedient to this place, to this platform. For those that have come in, please know that whenever you hear on this particular platform, there are many, but on this one specifically, God had you in mind when he chose the people or the vessels, when he chose the voices that would declare the truth of his word, when he put together the itinerary and the agenda. Whenever you're available, tune into this platform, because God was thinking about you when he put it together. It could be 100 years from now, but I'm telling you, God was thinking about you 100 years ago and prepared a word and set a vessel and nurtured and hewn out that would bring forth purity, that would bring forth truth, that would bring forth deliverance, that would bring forth those words that would go into your heart immutable and bring forth righteousness. God has you in mind. If you would turn in the word to Matthew chapter 3, we're going to discuss an idea that God has been turning over within us, and we are going to share with you that has brought us into a place of understanding. And it's so interesting, because when the woman of God was talking, whenever I get to get on and hear the woman of God share before she releases the platform to the voice that God has invested in me, I always find that we are so aligned, because there's only one God. There's only one true and living God. Let me say it that way. There's only one big G God. And if you're connected to that big G God, then everybody else that's connected to that God, you will find an alignment. You will not find where God is saying make a hard left and everybody else that's hearing God is saying go dead straight. Please say, Holy Spirit, God, I thank you. When you're going to hear some alignment. I didn't say you're going to hear the exact same thing. You may not hear it the exact same way, but there will be an alignment. There will be an understanding that is shared. There will be an insight that is awakened that is mutual. There will be a beckoning and a calling and a thrusting and a fervor and an urgency that is shared, because there is only one big G God. Hallelujah. There are many small G gods, but there's only one true and living God. There's only one king of every other king. There's only one Lord of every other Lord. There's only one big G God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the woman of God was saying that the reason for that love when I prepare to hear for whomever God has prepared for us to hear from, because I'm going to hear something that I need. Even if I've heard it before, it'll hit my ear differently. My goodness. Because do you know that the Bible, God have mercy, that Adam had unbroken fellowship with the Father. Just go with Holy Spirit. But because of fellowship was broken, and Jesus was sent to reestablish us in unbroken fellowship. This is not a one and all type of situation. You don't get saved in 1970, and you don't have to go back to the things of God. You don't have to go back to the Word of God. You don't have to go back to the principles of God anymore for the remainder of your life. No. God wants us to seek Him every day. Seek Him like a hidden treasure, that He becomes the one that we're after. And so because of that, when we hear His voice, when we, it's the new calling, we hear Him afresh every time. And it may be something that we've heard before, but we hear it from a new angle. We hear a new, a deeper insight. We hear another revelation. We hear another need of urgency. We hear a different push. We hear it for a different reason. We horn out, and we are being formed by the Word of God every time we hear it. And so she said, you know, I just love it because I can hear something that I know I'm going to need. Do you know the humility in that? Do you understand the humility that goes along with the life we signed up for? That you know you are full grown, you double grown, your numbers starting with 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, you about quadruple grown. But the humility to have your heart still say, God, what are you saying to me today? I'm listening because I know that whatever I hear from someone else that hears from the only true and living God, I'm going to hear something, somebody say, that I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to Matthew 3. I am reading from the Amplified Bible. Read from the Anointed Version that you use. Read from an Anointed Version. Read from any Anointed Version of the Bible. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible, Matthew 3 and 17. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it first in the King James. It says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. In the Amplified, it says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. In the King James, it says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. We are 80% done. What I just want to go over, listen, I have looked at the scripture so many times, and do you know that there are certain scriptures and certain verses? All of the Bible is inspired of God. All of the Bible is the breathed word of God, and the life of God is in His, oh, hallelujah. The life of God is in His Word. I'm going to say the life of God is in His Word. And if you are prepared to live the life that God has called you to live, you're always going to be in His Word. I don't know that that means you're going to always have to quote it, or that you have to walk around sounding like a Bible parakeet. But the Word will be resident in your heart, and it will be your navigator. It will be your GPS. It'll be your moderator. It'll be your regulator. It'll be your thermometer. The Word, the life of God, somebody say, is in His Word. And I've read the scriptures so many times because there are certain scriptures that anchor us in our anointing, in our ministry. They anchor us in our voice. They anchor us in our assignment. And this is one of those scriptures for me. And whenever things get shaky, oh my God, God takes me back to those things that He has anchored. His anchored me to His Word with. He goes back and reminds me that it is a kingdom, that the government is on His shoulders, that it has a way that it operates, it has a way that you move in and out of the grace and the faith of God. There is a way to approach Him, to sustain Him, to live in Him, to manifest Him, to show up as He would be in the situation. And so this is one of those scriptures. And so God took me back to this scripture. And whenever he does, I know that I am being reestablished in him. Hallelujah. Not that I haven't heard it before. Not that I haven't been established before. But there's a reestablishment, another level, another place of depth, another place of insight that I should open my heart and read it like I've never read it before, even though I've read it hundreds of times. So he says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And if you go and look at the fourth chapter of Matthew, that is 3:17. If you look at the fourth chapter of Matthew, there is the historic account of when Jesus was tempted, was led, the Spirit, the Bible says, by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted, to be, Lord have mercy, he was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. To be tempted by, the Bible says to be tempted, the King James says of the devil, the Amplified says by the devil, to be tempted and tested and tried by the devil. God, I thank you. Stay with us. So we have this affirming statement. This is my beloved son. The very next verse, the Spirit of God led him to be tested and tried and tempted by the devil. And if you sum up the victory lap that Jesus took around the temptation and the foolery and the obnoxious nonsense of the adversary, you can come away with this. Each time, and we, for the sake of time, stay with Holy Spirit. Each time the adversary says in verse 3 of chapter 4, if you are, in verse 6 of chapter 4, if you are, in verse 9 of chapter 4, if you. And so what we can come to understand is that the testing and the trying was about his identity. The testing and the trying was about his relationship. The testing and the trying was about his divinity. If you are. Why that's important is because in that 17th verse, that is where the voice from heaven established who he was. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And so the very next chapter is full of situations that are trying that very identity. Hallelujah, glory to God. Do you know, brother in God, do you know, sister, that every single trial that has ever come to try you, Lord have mercy, not the trials that you got in because you simply didn't listen, not the trials you got in because you heard God and didn't do it, but the trials that came to try you. Don't you know that the Bible says he was led away into the wilderness to be tried? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know, since there are some things that show up in life to try you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. And the world is so silly, and the world is so indifferent, and the hearts of the people are so cold that they say, don't try me, try Jesus. Do you know you can get so flippant and so carnal that you are just silly? Do you know you can be so silly and carnal that you go around saying the foolishness that the world says, having such a lack of understanding that you don't understand that when the adversary comes to try your identity, it's because he heard God too? Y'all, oh, Lord have mercy. Do you know the adversary heard it? This, the Bible say the voice came from heaven. Everybody heard it. Your friends heard it. Your neighbors heard it. Your flesh heard it. Your
heard it, and the adversary heard it, and the Spirit of the Lord took you right on into that trial. Somebody said, "No, I thought you said devil, God ain't going to make up. He didn't make up the situation, but he still let you be tried. The situation is in the earth. My God, I don't even have time to explain the doctrine of it all. The situation is in the earth. The situations that try us are in the earth. God only has those things that are good for us. But after he has declared who we are, there is a place where we will be tried. There is a place where we will be tested." Somebody say, because he knows that he's in you. The Bible says, "In whom I am." Lord, have mercy. Would you please just hear Holy Spirit today? Do you know that every trial that has ever come to try you, I mean every single one, I mean the one when that supervisor got in your face and said everything nobody should ever say to you, and the Holy Spirit said, "Don't say one word." And yet she caught you in the bathroom, and she started lying about your husband, and she started telling lies about your daughter, and saying all manner of evil against you, just to see if you were who God said you were. And God said, don't you respond. Don't you do it, because I need you to be able to pass the test of knowing somebody say exactly who you are. And a lot of times what happens is that we get into places of desperation. We get into places of discouragement. This is a spiritual entity in a flesh covering. Do you know that the spirit can be willing and the flesh be weak? But God is always trying. He'll say, "Okay, brother, put that back on. Put the truth of the word back on. Get back into my word. Get back into my truth. Put the truth back on and go on being who I said you were." That came to try you. It came to see if you were buttoned and fastened up, if your heart was as close to me as your mouth. Every situation that has ever come to try you is because the situation is preparing you for the next. Stay with us. And so in the 17th verse, he says, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." After that, Jesus is tried, and every trial rails against what God said. He comes and antagonizes. He tries to anyway. He comes and aggravates. He comes when he's hungry and weak, when things are going terrible, when all the bills are due, when you just had all your furniture put on the curb, when you lost more family members in a 24-month window than you lost your entire life, when you lost your job and your children are speaking in a way where the respect is so lost, you're just looking at them saying, "Who are you? What would make you disrespect me?" And that when they came, the situation came to try the very thing that God says that you are. Hallelujah. It came to try you in relationship. He came to try you. Can you lean on the arm of God? Can you trust and believe his word? Can you live out in the promise of who he already said you were? The situation came to try you, and to try you by the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there are some times where we didn't went devil crazy. You spent all your money on a trip you shouldn't have took. You heard Holy Spirit tell you not to. You booked it anyway. You went to the most expensive, luxurious hotel they had at the resort. You ate on all the market price menu items and then came back and said the devil made you get evicted. No, you did that. See, you spent your money. You went left. God said go a hard right. But there are times, hallelujah, when you're being tried by the devil. Lord have mercy. There are times, they're defining times, things. That there's times where that thing that God has spoken about you, it's being antagonized. It's being tested. The value of it is being upped. You're being elevated. Why would you say that, sis? Because after the fourth chapter, after Jesus ran circles around the adversary with the word, you see nothing but ministry and manifestation. After he declared the Bible back to the tempter, you see nothing but ministry and manifestation. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you look back at the 17th verse, God, and we are so done. He says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Do you know that after the temptation, after the trying, those things that have been sent to try you, to try your very relationship, to try your identity, to see if you know who you are, to try the relationship, because God called him his son. God said, this is not only a man, but this is my son. This is not only Jesus the Christ, but this is my son. And then a temptation came to try that relationship. Can you rely on Daddy? Can you believe his word? Can you believe his promise? Are you really the apple of his eye? Are you his favorite? Are you the one he'll never leave and never forsake? The temptation came to try that very statement, to try your identity, to try your relationship. He says, in whom I am, meaning God decided in that moment that he would tell everybody he put himself in you. And do you know that part of you that is divine? Do you know that part of you that is his likeness will be tried? Hallelujah. It'll be tried. It'll be put on test. And the only way, like Jesus, we're ever going to get past those trying times. I mean, when the devil, he didn't send the imp, he came himself. Lord have mercy. He didn't send the kingdom of darkness or a while. He came himself to try you. I mean, one that came to break you. It came to disconnect you from the Father. It came to make you insecure and uncertain. And Jesus ran circles around it. Somebody say with the word. And that's the only way you're going to run circles around it, sir. You're going to get in that word. And you're going to stay in that word. Don't you love how Holy Spirit comes back full circle? You're going to get back in that word. And you're going to stay in the word. And you're going to declare the word. And you're going to know the word. And you're going to feast on the word. And you're going to live by the word. And you're going to move by the word. And have your being in the word. That's the only way you're going to get over it too. I know it seems like a financial matter, but it's identity. I know it seems like a marital issue, but it's relationship. I know it seems like just that what you should just do is put that boy out, that you should put him out, you should cuss your supervisor out, you should go there, cuss him out, walk off that job. I know it seems like it's just about discrimination and racism. I know it seems like it's just about hatred, but I'm telling you, sir, it's about divinity. It's about who God declared you were from the heavens. Everybody heard it. He said, this is. Everybody heard it. The people for the jobs you wouldn't get for another 40 years heard it. The woman that you go marry 25 years later heard it. Everybody heard it, sis. And do you know that when the devil comes to try you, he's only coming to try you at your identity? Lord have mercy. But let me show you this. Let me show you. Let me show you what Holy Spirit showed me. He says in chapter 3:17, this is my beloved son. We keep talking about identity. He said, this is, which is affirming, this is affirming my son relationship. and in whom I am his divinity. We are all made in the likeness of God. And then we talked about how in chapter 4, how he was tried at that very point. And so have we been. We've been tried at the place where we're affirmed in God, where our relationship was on the line, where if nobody could fix it but Daddy, we've been tried at that place of divinity. If we would do what God was instructing, if we would let him be made manifest in and through us in the earth, in the situation that was unjust and unfair. But let me show you what he showed me. If you go over to the book of John, hallelujah. If you go over to the book of John, replete in the book of John, there are at least seven, there may be more. There are at least seven times where Jesus says, I am. Hallelujah, glory to God. He says, I'm the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the vine. Do you know, hallelujah, that God is calling us from the this is. Somebody say to the I am. Yes, he's calling to how we're going to manifest, how we're going to get, somebody say, to the assignment. I mean, and finish it, and finish it well. How are you going to stand and let her say all those things she said and not say one sound? It's because you're going to have moved by your own choosing from the this is to the I am. Do you know it is affirming for God to say, this is my daughter. This right here, this is her right here. This door right here. This son right here, this is mine. That is the affirming voice of God. Nobody can secure us like him. He said, this is. He identified us and put our finger directly on the matter that we are and say, this girl right here, this one is mine. This one is marked. This one belongs to me. God's affirming voice is so securing. It is how we can stand and not be tossed to and fro. Somebody say, get the affirming voice. Let God affirm you, sis. Let God affirm you, sir. You won't show up so needy. You won't show up so desperate. You won't need them to like you. You won't need them to laugh at your jokes. You'll move in a smooth humility that just makes pride look foolish. It's the affirming voice of God. He said, my son, my daughter, my offspring. He owns us, takes responsibility for us. Don't you ever feel forsaken. Don't you ever feel left out. Don't you ever feel alone. God owns and takes responsibility for you at every turn. Not your perfection, but your being. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, in whom I am, God has placed himself on the inside of us that he might show up in the earth when we show up. Hallelujah. How affirming, how securing a voice is that? And the victory in every trial is that we can get past the places of identity. We can get past those trials that come to feed insecurity and uncertainty into our hearts. When we know who we are, then we can run circles around the adversary and show up with the manifestation and the miraculous. Do you know that Jesus moved from the this is, somebody say, to the I am? What does that mean? In this season that God is calling, we have got to know who we are. Somebody say it, we've got to say it. Hallelujah. We've got to know. See, there is a Matthew chapter 3 knowing when you hear it, when everybody else heard it. There is a chapter 4 knowing that when you are in those hidden places and the adversary's trying you, and he's trying to break you. He's trying to get you to let your hand fall from the hand of the king. He is pressing you with the most bitter hatred, with those things that bring betrayal, that would bring the average person to their knees. He's trying you because he doesn't want you to get, somebody say, from this is to I am. He doesn't ever want us to come to the place where we go from the affirming voice of God to put that same affirmation in our own mouths. He doesn't ever want us to get from where God said it and now I know it. He doesn't ever want us to go from where we're passing tests to from where we're running circles around the adversary with the word. He wants us to quote it but not live it. He wants us to say it, but not stand on it. He wants us to read it as long as we don't believe it. But in this season, somebody say, I'm going from this is to I am. He say, I'm going from this is to I am. Yes, God already told you that I'm a prophet to the nations, but I am a prophet to the nations. Oh, my God. God already told you. This is my daughter, but I am his favorite. I am the apple of his eye. I am never forsaken or alone. Somebody say, you've got to move from this is to I am. This is the season of manifestation. You've got to move from this is. Somebody say, to I am. Do you know what it requires? Do you know the humility to execute the authority of the word and let it come out of your mouth definitively and let it come out of your mouth absolutely and come out of your mouth with the security that God gave it to you for? Do you know what it takes? You've got to be tried by the adversary and come up with the word. You've got to be tested in places of identity. You've got to be tested in places of relationship. You've got to bend but not break, sir. You've got to move from this is to I am. Oh, my God, we're no longer milk drinkers. We're meat eaters. You've got to go from those things. Oh, my goodness, from the dainties and the carnal over into the word and the spirit. Lord, have mercy. You've got to go from I just told them off and God don't forgive me to I'll hold my peace and let God fight my battles. Somebody say you've got to go from the this is to the I am. The world is waiting for us. The world is waiting for you, sir, to go from this is to I am. How long will you sit halt between two opinions? God's already declared it. He's giving you the word so that you can win the test, so that you can defeat and show up as who he said you were. But what happens is that when we get to manifestation, somebody say, I can tell by how you're talking. He says, I am the rock. I am the truth. I am the way. He said, see, all of that was out of him by the book of John. See, we've got to come up away from those places where we're still uncertain and unsure. And we've got to get over to somebody say the I am. I believe, therefore I speak. Oh, my God. I am restored, and my health is divine. Hallelujah, glory to God. I am exactly who God, somebody just said that I am. I am the beloved. I am his daughter. I am ready. I am prepared. I am willing. I am surrendered. I am walking in the light. I am walking in abundance. I am. Hallelujah. Somebody say, move from this is to I am. We've got to move. We've got to walk in his word. We've got to walk in the truth. We've got to walk through temptation. We've got to walk through trials. We've got to understand it for what it is. We've got to understand and read it according to who we know we are. Somebody say, you've got to move from this is to I am? Do you know how comfortable it is to say, I know that's what God said about me, and what it looks like when you show up as who God said you were? That's not the same thing, sir. That's not the same thing, miss. For God to say, this is my daughter, and I in whom I have invested myself, that's a glorious moment. You know how I know? Because the Bible says that a light descended, that God descended like a dove and lighted upon him. It was a glorious moment. Do you know the glory in the this is, the glory in the affirmation? How wonderful it is to be secured by God. What a moment of revelation and insight. What a building place. But it looks a whole different way when you have gone through the trial to show up in the I am. When you've been tested by the devil and you show up as I am. When you have been tried and called everything but a child of the king and you still show up as I am. But that's what God's calling for, sis. That's what God is calling for, sir. He wants us to put away the He wants us to put away the milk and no longer live in the revelation and the glory of who he said we were, but to walk through the trials and show up as that. He doesn't want us to just live in the glory of what he promised, but to go through the trials and show up as the promise of. He wants us to manifest. He wants the miraculous to be in our mouth. He wants us to lay hands on the sick until they recover. He wants us to cast out devils. He wants us to love the unlovable. He wants us to embrace those that lack peace. He wants us to show up and change the environment from chaos to serenity. He wants us to be the light that is red of all men, the atmosphere. Spirit changer. He wants us to show up as I am. Somebody say, I've got to move from this is. Somebody say to I am. That's where the manifestation is. That's when they'll know that your God is the true and living God. That's where the people are broken and repent. That's where revival breaks out, sis. That's where your son gets saved for real, sir. That's where. When you show up in the I am, when you pass the test, when the anointing shows up and the manifestation matches the declaration. Somebody say, I'm moving. I'm moving from the this is to the I am. The world's calling for it. The world's calling for the I am like it never has before. My Bible says they're moaning and they're groaning for the manifestation, hallelujah, of the sons of God. This is our manifestation season. We are moved from the this is to the I am. The glory of the moment. Those times that we've worshiped. Those times that we've sacrificed. We've been persecuted and ridiculed. It's now time to show up as the I am. Walk into that place like you're the daughter of the king. Walking in authority. Walking in dominion. Show up as I am. Putting aside and laying aside those weights that so easily beset you. Lay aside the uncertainty. Lay aside the inadequacy. Lay aside the voice of the adversary. The place where he seeded your mind with if. Lay aside. Declare the word. Walk in dominion and show up as I am. God is counting on you, sis. He's counting on you not to always war, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places that don't want us to show up as I am. Somebody say, I just moved from this is to I am. That is the place that God needs us. He needs the body of Christ. He needs the kingdom believer. He needs someone that understands. Somebody say this. assignment. He needs somebody that embraces it with humility, that goes through the trying, that lets him form himself in them in a new way so that they can show up as I am. That's us tonight. That's us tonight. That's what the call is. That's the prophetic release. Stay in the word. Stay in his presence. Let that time of worship show up in your reality. Let that time of praise show up in your conversation. Somebody say, I just moved from this is to I am. I am exactly who God said that I am. Woman of God, it's back to you.
My God, I thank you, Lord, for the service on tonight. I got to move from this is to I am. The woman of God said, we went double crazy. Lord, I don't want to go double crazy. I want to be double blessed. I want to move from this is to I am. I thank God for the word on tonight. The lines are open for anyone and everyone that want to speak. Please do so at this time.
Well, hello, saints of God. That word. Thank you, Dr. Wright. My gosh, that word was powerful.
Yes.
And transformative and just hit me right where it needed to, because God wants us to show up, as you said. And thank you. Thank you for helping us see that we need to see ourselves as God sees us, and to put away the if, and show up as I am. God bless you. God bless you, and keep walking power. That word, thank you so much. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Margot. Is there anyone else?
Yes. Dr. Wright, I want to know, why are you all in my message on Sunday? You know, we talk about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and how the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the things he comes to kill and destroy is through identity theft. Because if we don't know that we're the little king of the king and the little lord of the lord, that means we have the I am in us, the enemy of our soul can come and try to do identity theft. And it's no different than the same thing that's done in the natural realm. You better preach and teach and confirm what God has given you. It just amazed me. You have confirmed something that God's been dealing with me with what he's had me sharing. So thank you. I'm going to try to make sure I mark out some of those things that I had that you talked about tonight, but I'm sure going to make sure that they're in alignment with the identity theft that the enemy is trying to put on to the people of God. Thank you for the I am being on the inside of each one of us. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time? Well, we want to say thank you for everyone that listened in. You could go back in about an hour to the archives to hear this message again. The I am who I am. That is God. He is who I am. We're gonna just have to bask in this word, because this word has really been a powerful word. No more milk, but it is meat we're eating. We want to say thank you to everyone again that listened in on tonight and will be listening in the future. We are excited about what's coming up. This Friday will be our second Friday of the month, which will be February the 11th, and our speaker will be none other than the Prophet Antoine Thomas, and that will be at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Sunday morning, February the 13th, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that's our apostle-elect, she will be on with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And then next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will be our very own pastor servant, Troy Thomas. I hope everyone is still praying for him as he's still recovering from a double bypass. I just thank God for everything that he's doing with the Smile 3E ministry. It is not a ministry that was just put together like you mix a cake, but it's a ministry that was called according to God's plan. And I thank God for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Worldwide Web Ministry. I'm just excited for the word that went out tonight. I hope you all were blessed. I hope you all got something new in your spirit. I hope you all got something that will help you out with your walk with God, because now that you know that I am moving from this is to I am. That's something that when you go to sleep tonight to just say while you're sleeping, I am, I am, I am God's chosen. Ah, the woman of God said, I am his favorite. I am the apple of his eye. I am the one chosen by him. Ah, that's what I'm trying to say. You all got to remember, many are called, but few are chosen. God has made a new thing down inside of me, and I hope you put your name on the me part. God has made something new on the inside of me. I thank him for tonight's word from Dr. Serena Wright. Dr. Wright, is there anything that you would like to say before we end the program, with knowing that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yes, Lord, I thank you so much. And we are just so grateful for everything that was said. And I love how Minister Margaret said one of my favorite doctrinal principles, that when we hear from God, we are transformed. That is the whole mission of the ministry of reconciliation that is on the inside of each one of us, that we be transformed into the image and the likeness of who he is, and that we live a transformative life so that others get that same opportunity. So that just blessed us, and we will continue to pray for you all. And we're just asking for a special prayer. I am making a special request for prayer. This is such a tremendously blessed and amazing time of promise in my life, if I can be transparent. And when God's promises have lingered for maybe even decades, when they show up, it is very much a wonderful time of celebration, a huge time of responsibility. That means that God is trusting us at another level. And I just cannot say enough that I just am requesting that you all continue to pray with and for us as we do for you all. Apostle Alexis, Cecilia Kaiser, I am in no way surprised when you mentioned the alignment of the word and what God has given us. It is such the core and the heart of God that we settle all of these identity issues. Because that thief will come to try to steal that very identity from us. And so I'm going to either go, if it was last Sunday, I'll be going to those archives myself, or this Sunday I'll make sure that I listen, because we can never get too much of the word. Once it becomes our life, it is how it sustains us. And so I just thank God for this opportunity. I cannot say enough how grateful I am for having a place where I can come, and what God has given us to share is received and respected, just like I do those things that I hear on this platform as well. I thank you all so much. God bless.
Amen. We are so thankful for you all joining us tonight. We just want to say, God, we just let everybody rest peaceful tonight, and let everybody get a peaceful rest knowing that they got a piece of your word to just hold in their heart while they're resting on tonight, that I'm moving from this is to I am. God, I thank you. I know our listening audience, thank you. I know the saints of God has gotten a renewal in their spirit on tonight, oh God. I just thank you for everything you said and everything you had said and everything that was said. God, I thank you for allowing us to hear it and letting our hearts wrap around it and receive it. God, we just thank you. I thank you for covering the woman of God on tonight, restoring her strength, renewing her strength, covering her household, her family. God, I just thank you for it. I thank you in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for covering every listener on tonight, covering their household. God, I thank you for bringing all of our loved ones home safely to, from, and back where they have to go to and come from as they're going to work or back from work while they at work. God, keep us covered. Keep us COVID-free. Keep all mishaps, all incidents, carjackings, accidents, anything and everything that the devil meant for evil, God, change it for your good. Turn it around, oh Lord. We're calling on you tonight, God, to keep every woman and man of God assigned to this ministry and their families, keep them covered. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and we believe it is so, and so it is. I just want to say to everybody on tonight, good night.